I do want to say this is a great day. You see bipartisanship in action, bringing this bill to the floor. I've been a strong supporter of the Postal Service throughout my time in Congress. The Postal Service serves as a lifeline to many rural communities across our country and many right in Illinois' 13th district that I'm proud to represent. For many families, the Postal Service delivers life-saving medications, benefits, and messages from loved ones. Its services are critical. That's why I've been a leader in supporting it and its employees like the letter carriers and the postmasters, who truly are essential. Because of the Postal Service's importance to my constituents, I've worked with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to lead on initiatives to ensure it's not privatized, delivers mail on Saturdays, and retains strict service standards. The Postal Service keeps us connected in ways electronic communication and other services cannot. Additionally, it finishes delivering packages for private companies in more rural regions of our country like mine. I'm glad we are here today voting on this vital piece of legislation that will provide more funding and resources to our postal employees. This bill importantly makes the Postal Service financially viable for generations to come and implements efficiencies that will protect taxpayers and consumers alike. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy projects this legislation will save the Postal Service $58 billion over the next 10 years and correct the agency's long-term financial problems by 2030. Additionally, the Congressional Budget Office estimates this legislation will save the federal government $1.5 billion over 10 years. For these reasons, I support this vital piece of legislation, and I urge my colleagues to vote yes, and I yield back the balance of my time.